Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Second down, goal to go up to 6. Mahomes, same formation, a 3-by-1 look. Mahomes with a pump faking, now turns left, chase, floats it for the back of the end zone, caught! Clyde Edwards-Helaire, touchdown! Kansas City, CEH, 9.5 yards deep in the end zone, went up the elevator to get a 6-yard reception from Patrick Mahomes.
That call courtesy of the Kansas City Radio Network. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, welcome back to Louisiana. He has been picked up by the Saints after being released by the Kansas City Chiefs. The former first-round pick, now in black and gold, has joined the practice squad. Welcome into our Wednesday, December 18th edition of Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Cullen Steele bring it till 8 p.m. this evening. We'll be talking about all things black and gold. We got Tom Silverstein, Green Bay Packers beat reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel coming up after the first break as we preview the Packers. A 7 o'clock hour getting into more of black and gold talk with Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter. The return of Spencer Rattler potentially on Monday Night Football. Also, all things Saints as we get ready for that Monday night matchup in Green Bay. Also get into some Pelicans audio. We heard from Willie Green and some players at practice today as they got a game tomorrow night in Houston. And it seems like forever, Cullen, since we've seen this Pelican squad play. I don't like all these breaks in between games.
We just talked about how good it was last week, about how they needed this time off to heal and regroup.
Selfishly, I'm missing Pel's basketball. Even though it hasn't been the greatest season, obviously, I need something to do.
I need something to do, too. And that Thursday night game will be good, but my eyes and ears will be peeled to that game, the Thursday night game against, you know, a team that we talked with Nick earlier. That team is on the up and up. They're 17-9. Rockets are looking damn good. They're a hot spot for a lot of the players that are in that rotation for who might be traded. Something that we've been looking at constantly, these trade rumors that are surrounding the team. Nick said earlier as well, though, that these trade rumors might just be all that, rumors. Nothing might happen. And that's mainly because you might get pennies on the dollar. You might get no offers. You don't
know.
That's
my problem, too. It's like, what is the value of these guys and what are teams willing to give up for a Zion Williamson, for a Brandon Ingram? Because the way their status is right now, dealing with injuries and, you know, the past injuries as well, and I just don't think you're going to get enough value back in return for these players. The Brandon Ingram saga is interesting because, obviously, he's going to be a free agent at the end of this season.
And it's like, it's not just them. It really isn't. It's not just the big three. We talked about it last week, begrudgingly, the fact that they're seemingly saying everybody is open except for Eves, Trey, and Herb. they're leaving some names out that I personally would not like to be in that conversation, like Jose Alvarado, and I wouldn't want to see DeJounte Murray leave after getting here so soon, but he hasn't really played all that well.
Those turnovers have been killer.
It seems like there really isn't anybody they're just going to say no to if the money is right. Obviously, there will be, you know, Herb being the heart and soul. We've heard about that. We've seen that.
Yeah, you can't. I don't even want to pick up the phone if you want me to. You're talking about Herb Jones.
But it really tells me how it worries me that it shows if you're willing to part with basically 90% of your roster, does that not scream desperate?
I think it's at a point right now that they realize that things aren't working for whatever reason. The injury bug, too, has just been savage with this Pelicans squad this year. It's been brutal with the Saints as well. But, you know, for most of these matchups, you've been out without, you know, a bunch of your key guys starting your starting lineup. Mentioning these injuries, Jordan Hawkins was upgraded to questionable on today's injury report. The second-year guard, he's been sidelined in the past 8 games. So we'll see if maybe he can get back on the court. But 5 Pelicans players listed out for this matchup on Thursday. Jose Alvarado with a left hamstring strain, Brandon Ingram a left ankle sprain, Carlo Mackovic a lower back disc protrusion, Daniel Tice personal reasons, and Zion Williamson left hamstring strain. So that's a lot of names on that list that you sure could use on this lineup that aren't contributing, and you wonder why you're mired in the bottom standings of the Western Conference.
And we often, you know, you talk about, like, are we the worst team in the league? You ask me that sometimes when we're off the air, and I tell you, no, because the Washington Wizards are just as bad, but they've got all their guys that are healthy. And it's like, if it seems like we're about to move on from our guys, what are we going to get in return? Who are we going to start dealing these players to? And that's why, like, we you know, you sent me that link earlier about, you know, the betting odds already for, you know, players like Brandon Ingram and Zion and CJ. And I'm looking, not because I'm like, okay, who are they going to go to? It's who are you going to go to? Because I want to know who on that team is going to come help us. Because we're not
going to. Start looking at rosters going, okay, what are we going to get in return besides draft picks?
We got to have something. And I don't know. I don't even know where it starts. If you're going to blow this up, I guess I appreciate the fact that you're going to blow everything up and not just do this, like, kind of half-ass rebuild. But at the same time, I don't – if everything is on the table, I don't love that everything's on the table. But at the same time, I also want everything to be on the table because I don't want you to kind of just do a little bit of something and then – this time next year, you're in the exact same position. Injuries or not, this time next year, you can't be in this exact same position.
If things are really at a point where all the players, except for the 3 you mentioned, obviously are on the table and they're willing to deal, I would say that's also speaking a lot to what's going on with the front office. And yeah. I would think that there's going to be some significant changes there if you're wiping out this roster.
Yep. I know we had Ali on, I think, last Wednesday, and he was telling us about how he'd kind of be surprised if Green would be let go if Green would not be the Pelicans head coach. And Nick Friedell joined us earlier today. He said the exact opposite. So if anything, I'm more confused because I just don't know.
So he thinks Willie's safe?
Ollie thinks Willie was safe. He said that. And
Friedell was saying,
Friedell is like,
nah.
I would be very surprised if he isn't.
Yeah, there's been, obviously, the injury bug has decimated this squad, and it's hard to fault the coach there, but there's been times in games where they haven't looked competitive when you should be, you know, at least that in games, and that definitely falls on the head coach right there.
The stat that blew my mind the other day was the Murray one about how he went 480 games without 7 or more turnovers, and then he's had 8 in back-to-back games, and I don't know if that's one player. Turnovers has been a massive, it's like tackling in the NFL. Like, it is so fundamentally something you can't do. It is the basics with a capital B, and I don't know if that speaks to the issues we've had with the players. Is that a coaching issue? And again, I don't know if that's going to be one of the key sentiments of injuries isn't just the reason they're looking at the whole roster. It's when these guys get back and get healthy, which could be after the trade deadline. What do you do then if you're still losing games the exact same?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Way.
This team's got to do something for sure. Obviously, football season's winding down, and there's going to be a lot of folks looking for something to get entertained. And, you know, why if you're going to spend money to go to the Smoothie King Center to watch this Pelicans team, you got to give them a reason why. We're talking about injuries, though, too. With the signing of Clyde Edwards-Helaire, what does that mean with the Saints and running back Alvin Kamara? He's dealing with a groin issue, was going for a second opinion on that. We don't have any kind of injury report today because the Saints are playing Monday Night Football.
I'll have an injury report tomorrow.
Right. The first initial injury report for Week 16 will be coming out tomorrow. What will we find out a little bit more, I guess, there? But definitely a sign, I think, of the concern for Alvin Kamara in this game when you're bringing in another running back to the team.
I personally would hope and not a lack of investment in believing Kendry can be the guy. Because at the same time,
I think he definitely is the guy.
I think you have to be.
For sure.
You have to be. In the last two games, Kamara had five, but he left kind of early in that last game. I mean, there's still time left, but not too much. It wasn't in the first quarter. Kamara only had five carries. Kendry had nine the week before against the Giants. Kamara had 17. Kendry had 10. I'm expecting those numbers to go up for Kendry. And if all we've been talking about in the last couple of weeks has been the best thing Kendry can do down this stretch is just be on the field.
Be available.
At the time.
Right.
It doesn't matter what you do with the ball as long as you're... I mean, don't run 30 yards backwards, but show up. And when he has shown up, he's shown out. He's kicked ass. He's got to be the guy. And I'm very much chomping at the bit to see him really kick ass. I really am, and I'm expecting it.
Yeah, because behind Alvin Kamara, you have Kendra Miller, obviously. Jamal Williams, we don't know what's going on there. His usage has been really sporadic, if at all. I don't think he even had a carry last game.
I don't know if he's had a carry in the last two games. He might have. I think I see him more on passing plays. And
yeah.
It's like you definitely...
Special teams.
2 years in, and you have not gotten, I'd say, 10% of the player in Detroit who dropped 17 rushing touchdowns that year and kind of like, if anything, kind of like built up what Detroit was going to be with, you know, they lost Montgomery recently. But you haven't gotten remotely Jamal Williams of that year, 2022.
No, not at all. And I know he's dealt with injuries here, unfortunately, as well. But he's not dealing with anything that I know of at the moment. I don't think, you know, it's been out there on the injury report. But he's definitely not been the same guy. You have another young guy, player in Jordan Mims on the practice squad. Maybe you elevate him into some action also if Alvin Kamara can't go. But the Saints picking up Clyde Edwards-Helaire after he was released by the Kansas City Chiefs. Nice investment for them, a former first-round pick. Obviously has those LSU and local ties going to, you know, high school here as well. So really hoping the best for him. He was part of that magical national championship squad with Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, them. So it'll be nice to have.
It'll be hard not to root for him.
Right, exactly. So you know there's going to be a fan base there already invested in what he can do for this squad. And yeah, I mean, I don't think it hurts at all for the Saints to kick the tires on a guy that's only 25 years old still.
Incredibly.
So.
He's got his career ahead of him. He really is. And if anything, we've talked about Kindred, we've talked about Williams, we talked about all four of the guys who could be in that running with Kamara possibly out come Monday. We don't know. We'll find it a little bit more tomorrow. But here's my PSA to all four of them, okay? It might be Kindred as the number two right now. It could be Williams. I feel like it's Kindred. But right now, regardless of where you are in the depth chart, go out there and show me why when Kamara isn't on the field, you need to be.
I think there's no doubt in my mind that Kendre Miller is the number two back right now.
Go out there and show it.
Yeah, for sure.
Go out there and show it that even with beyond Kamara, beyond, you know, 2030 or something like, show us that you are the future of this position. Or just in the immediacy, when Kamara needs a snap
spell,
or two,
right?
He needs to catch his breath. You can show up, and we're not going to lose yards per carry or something like that.
You mentioned the Detroit Lions and what they have going. Well, they had going. Obviously, Montgomery suffered that injury. What with Ja'Marr Gibbs?
Yeah,
that's what you can have, that 1-2 punch with an Alvin Kamara and a Kendre Miller in the lineup. You see how lethal that is and how it wears teams down.
That's the pie in the sky.
And I'm sure that was the Saints' vision there. So yeah, Kendre Miller has these three remaining games to really prove it to the team for going forward. And with Alvin Kamara dinged up, dealing with that groin injury, for me, I'm a person that would just wrap him up and save him for next season. I don't think he wants to do that. I don't think the team wants to do that. He's just, we talked about it, 50 yards shy of becoming a 1,000-yard rusher for the first time in his career. And I'm sure that it'd be nice for him to get. I don't know if it's necessarily a feather in his cap that he's trying to achieve.
I will say, you know, it's not going to be the end of the world if he doesn't play this week. Maybe we could count on it next week. Again, nothing's been set in stone. We're just hoping that, you know, it'll be a win-win if he doesn't play because we're like, good, your health. But it'll also be like, hey, we get to see Alvin Kamara on Monday night. So, but at the same time, Kendre. Just go out there and show me something. This is now, because Kamara won't be playing, this kind of goes beyond just getting on the field and staying on the field. I kind of, because you're going to be the one, do something. Show us that you can be Kamara. Show us that you can rival him. Show us that you can be the 1-2 punch like Gibbs and Montgomery. Do it.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.